Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories.
There was a police-involved shooting last night in the Bronx. This was a man with a machete.
The incident was reported around 10:17 p.m. Wednesday night near 2385 3rd Avenue. Police say when they arrived on the scene, they found a 24-year-old man wielding a large machete. Despite multiple commands to drop the weapon, the man refused. Officers say they first attempted to use a taser, but it was ineffective. That's when they opened fire, hitting the man in the left arm. He was taken to Lincoln Hospital and is in stable condition. A machete was recovered at the scene. Details about the man's identity are not yet available. Right now, the investigation is ongoing and no other injuries have been reported. Astrid Martinez, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in the Bronx.
Well, the temperature may be cooling down a bit, but the problems caused by the heat persist on New Jersey Transit. In a social media post overnight, NJT said there will be continued delays and cancellations for the next 2 to 3 days. Well, that was not what commuter Richard Roman wanted to hear. He spoke to CBS2.
The last 3-4 weeks have been really bad, worse than it's ever been. It was late, then they kicked us off in Newark, caught another train to come into the city.
In a statement, NJT declined an interview, but said customers can get updates through the Transit mobile app and by following them on X. As always, we'll have the latest in traffic and transit every 10 minutes on the ones. Mayor Adams touting new crime stats in the city, particularly in the subways.
We are breaking the cycle of crime in our subway system. If you look at the numbers alone, this week alone, transit crime is down 44.4%.
Even still, the NYPD's subway metal detector program will be deployed at some stops within the next several days. The MTA is saying it's considering all legal options now after a jury found Metro North primarily responsible for the deadly train crash in Valhalla in 2015. 6 people were killed and more than a dozen injured when a train struck an SUV that had gotten stuck on the tracks. The NTSB blamed the driver of the car, saying she drove onto the crossing despite a warning signal that indicated the train was coming. Ellen Brody was among those killed. While the jury said the driver was partly responsible, they also blamed the train's operator and the design of the third rail system. A second trial will determine the amount of damages to be awarded. It was cops to the rescue in a Costco parking lot in Nanuet. That's where a man accidentally locked his 1-year-old son in a hot car yesterday afternoon. He quickly realized what happened. He ran to get help. When they arrived, the officers smashed the window of the vehicle and got the kid out. The child ended up being in there for about 15 minutes, but was said to be alert and conscious when he was taken to Montefiore Nyack Hospital. He is expected to make a full recovery. Well, Bob Menendez stepped down as senior senator from New Jersey in the wake of his conviction on federal corruption charges. There are conflicting reports on that. NBC News says Menendez told allies that he would be stepping down, but a short time later, he told CBS2 that is not true. If he does not, Cory Booker says he will lead the charge to expel Menendez. And if that happens, many believe that Governor Murphy would choose Congressman Andy Kim as his successor. Kim has already won the Democratic nomination for the seat in this year's election. Okay, millennials, Gen X, and boomers, this one's for you. If, like me, you need this translated.
Gen Z boss and a mini. Gen Z boss and a mini. 5'3 and an attitude. 5'3 and an attitude.
Okay, that video gone viral has well over 4 million views. It comes after the company TBH Skincare asked folks to describe your overall vibe with 2 phrases, like 5'3 and an attitude. Well, some think it's stupid, but apparently it's caught on with 20-something women. So there you go. Calling all of New York's kindest, there's going to be a pop-up pet adoption event this weekend in Brooklyn. Animal Care Centers in New York teaming up with Best Friends Animal Society. Plenty of cats and dogs available at The Spot, which is at 232 Varitt Street. Adoption fees for large dogs and adult cats will be waived. For kittens, only $25. More than 2,200 New Yorkers are currently needed to adopt. That's to bring the city's animal shelters to a no-kill status. Nationally, 415,000 dogs and cats were euthanized due to a lack of shelter space last year. If you would like to see the animals available, visit nycacc.org.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.